You know, honestly, if people were to ask to name a country artist out there, even if they did not listen to country music, your name always comes up. What a pleasure it is to have you on our program today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
I do got to say, you've got quite the long list of accomplishments when it comes to being in this music business. And you've been around in country music for, well over five decades now. How does someone like yourself continue on after all these years?
Well, I've been blessed, first of all. My voice, like last night, the lady here in Regina that runs the place here, she caught the show last night, and she couldn't get a better compliment, and she said your voice hadn't changed a bit, you know, and so I thanked her for it, but I have been blessed. A lot of my peers, you know, have lost a few inches off of it, you know, but mine is still there
and still in fine form, and I guess that just goes to show why you're still out there performing after all these years.
Yeah, they still want to hear me, and so the promoters and all, they keep booking me, so that's just the way it is.
You know, you look back at your career, and, you know, a lot of people probably are aware that before you started in country music, you actually started out in minor baseball.
Yes, I played baseball. I made it all the way there. I was with the Angels in 61, but I got there, but I didn't stay. So, but I've been involved with the Texas Rangers from day one when they moved from Washington to Texas, and I was on every manager that they had, and of course now I'm part owner of them, and so I'm still involved, and that's where I wanted to make it. I was going to go to the major leagues and break all the records there and set new ones by the time I was 35, 36. That was my plan, and then I would probably go sing.
So second, singing actually was your backup career then for you?
Well, sort of. I'm just glad that I had the voice.
You know, a lot of people out there do recognize your voice when it comes to your singing. I mean, you look at all the songs that you've recorded throughout the years, and a lot of the standards that you have recorded are now country music classics, such as Anybody Going to San Antone, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, and probably my all-time fave, which you can correct me if I'm wrong, All I Have to Offer You Is Me is your first number one single?
Yeah, All I Have to Offer You Is My First Number One.
A great song there of yours. Looking back at your career, is there a song out there that you've always wanted to sing that some other artist had picked up and ended up becoming a huge hit for them?
Well, what I did before I got my own, I just picked out the ones that I loved the most, and those are the ones I did. I mean, Ray Price and George Jones, different ones that all the songs that I had heard and liked. I mean, Hank Williams sung the ones that I liked the best of his, and that was my show until I got my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You look at all the songs that you sung, and I seen this before. You say that your favorite song that you are singing is your favorite song at that moment.
That's correct. because that's not just giving an answer, but that the reason I say that, because especially when we go, especially in Ireland, a lot of my fans, well, I'll just try to explain it this way, is that my producer, Jack Clement, he used to say to me, he said, now, Charlie, he said, here's the deal. He says, when you have a big song like Kiss an Angel Good Morning, say your biggest song, that's been my biggest song. He said, if you have a song, whichever one was the biggest, you don't go and make an album and just put just some songs around it. What you want to do is get the best songs still that you can find, and if they're an A song, you try to make it a double A. If it's a double A, you try to make them a triple A. You always try to think that each one of these songs, when you go into the studio, would be a single. And with that thought, I think that's why, because I only had 1 million selling single, and that was Kiss an Angel. But I've had so many million selling albums, so I think that's why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So people, what they'll do, they would go and pick one out of whatever album they're listening to, that's the one they want to request to you. For example, when we got to England, we were playing in Nottingham, and I was signing autographs, and this fella came through with an album, and it just happened that the lady that had wrote the letter to me, she says, well, the song in that album that she wanted to hear when we got to Norwich, that's about in the eastern part of England, and we wasn't going to be there until about a week. So what I did, I looked at his album and I signed it. I said, sir, you live here in Nottingham? He said, yes. Well, I'm at this whatever hotel we were staying at. If you call me, and I had a Sony tape recorder. I said, I've got a lady that requested a song in Norwich, and it's in that album. So he called me up and played it, and I taped it off the telephone. And when I got to Norwich, I picked the letter out. I was on stage, and I call out, I don't remember her name now, but when I called her name and said, she just screamed, and I finally said to the fans, I said, now, I don't do this all the time. I said, because the whole tour, I wouldn't be able to to do the tour. I said, but it just happened that he came through the line and had that album, and it just reminded me to try to see if I could satisfy her by. So I said, I had the letter. I said, if you want me to sign it, you can come up stage here, and I'll sign it for you, and we'll do it for you. And so we worked it out, re-listened to the song, and then did it for her.
Oh, wow. What a treat is that. But I guess the fans are going to expect to hear just about every classic song that you've done throughout the years, or try to get in as many as you can on this tour.
Oh,
Now, what is it about Canada that keeps you coming back there, Charlie?
The same as everywhere else. Mm-hmm. As I say, I'm in the business of selling lyrics and feelings and emotions, and I do it a good job of it, and they love it, and then we just have artist love affair, artist fan love affair.
Yeah.
And I've been coming up here since 1968 with Farron Young and Bill Anderson was the first time I ever came to Canada, and I've been coming ever since. And the same as in we just got back from Australia and New Zealand. All was sold out. I hadn't been down there in about 10-12 years, and so they still want to see me. And what I'd like to tell all the fans wherever come where I'm coming, especially in Edmonton, because I think we've been there. This will be our fourth or fifth consecutive year of coming there, and I remember one year that a lady charged her almost $1,000 for a ticket of mine, and it wasn't even on the front row. That teller, whatever kind of ticket sales, the way they do it, I didn't know they did sold my tickets that way.
But yeah, it really made the news when that had happened here, and then you ended up inviting her to the show in the front row.
Right. we gave her a ticket, sort of pretty close down to the front row there, and that was all because of the promoter and everything that I worked with up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Why don't we do that?" And I said, "Well, okay, I'll fly in and we'll do it."
Yeah.
And but it's just like a moment ago, when we talked about the same song that I'm singing at the moment. That's just, you just learn as you go along what the people like. When I go to wherever I'm going, I like to say, and don't ask me how we do it, Wally,
mm-hmm.
but what we try to do is we do our show, and we want our fans leaving like they felt that and feeling that they've heard everything I ever done. Now, so don't ask me how we do it, but that's the way we try to. We try to horn the show together.
Yeah, and again, it's all about just getting that great quality music that you put out all these years for the fans.
Yeah, well, see, I'm very blessed. It's a lot of people don't have but one signature song, but I'm fortunate enough to have about four or five. And so what we do, we try to put around those four or five signature songs the best that we can do. And feel that we can sell to make the help our fans leave that way, to leave the thinking feeling that they've heard everything ever done.